The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Hey, did you ever get a lift to school from a grandparent? Huh? Back in the day. Did your grandparents? My grandfather was like a, he was like a kamikaze. we would fear for our lives going to school with him. Well, we being me and whoever I could get to come with. Yeah. I didn't want to go by myself. I'm sure he knocked so many people over that he didn't see. I'd see them. I'd be sitting in the back. Hey, Grandpa, what happened? He seriously knocked over. You know, back in the day, they used to have newspaper sellers in town, and they'd be in the corners with their newspapers. Mm-hmm. And he knocked over, and they'd call them, hey, their granddad, grandpa, careful, the Augie boy.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the Augies. Yeah, the Augies. Yes, yeah. It's the Augie. And then he was like, and they'd show you the headlines, because when you went to school, you didn't have headlines on a lamppost. Mm-hmm. They want to show you the newspaper. Mm-hmm. They want to show you the newspaper, and then you'll see the headlines. And they'd jump in front of the car, and then you'd jump, boom. Grandpa, what was that? That's not what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Huh?
What do you say? I said, I think Grandpa's still done. We have to go back. I feared for my life.
Yeah, no.
I feared for my life.
Shame. I'm just glad you lived to tell the story, you know?
And then I was with another grandparent, Karen's granddad, when he was alive. Oh, he was great. He was great fun. He'd also knock things over and bump into poles. And then he'd like say, oh, someone's knocked into the front of the car. I'm like, no, it was you. You hit something with that car. You've knocked a couple of things with that car. And you complain about all the other drivers in the road. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was education. I get to school, I'd be happy I'm alive. I'd get there, the class would be like, why is Ryan so happy?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I love you all. Miss Cooper, come here, just give me a hug. You're amazing. She's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I'm alive.
You're just glad you made it to school.
Yeah.
No, we used to have a carpool also, but it was Wim Steve.
Oh.
And he had glasses, and we were pretty tall. Me and my cousin, Pogress, we were like the tallest of all the kids that he would literally pick up in Igaging. And he had like this cab that we'd literally go in the back and sit like this with our legs. Yeah. And every single time we went over a hump, so there wasn't any slowing down.
It would go flying.
So we'd be banging our heads against the roof of that cab. It was terrifying too, because we thought we'd be losing our heads.
Your heads.
Going over that hump.
Absolutely.
My grandpa was the ultimate worst. He used to wait for the cars to come and then he'll take a chance and go. He used to drive a white Opel Manta, and when we saw that thing after school, ready to pick us up, we would pray. And then he had this favorite thing when the robot turned green and somebody hooted at him, and he was an old Dutchman, he used to shout at them, "Kom van de boven, kom van de boven." He used to get out the car and then shout at them, "Come over the top if you want to." Very embarrassing. Especially if you're at high school.
Chantal, vertel vir ons 'n bietjie van oupa.
Oh, weet jy nie? Ouma het 'n ou rooi Datsun bakkie gery.
Okay.
En nou kan jy mos nou imagine vir oumaatjie in hierdie bloedrooi Datsun bakkie. En nou het sy gekom vir 'n seatbelt. En dit nou later van jare en oupa het gesluit, nee, maar kyk, ouma moet nou veilig ry. Ja. Hy gaan pas self insit. Maar dit is nou nie daar gestop nie.
Ja.
Oupa het besluit om dit nog 'n bietjie veiliger te maak. Gaan hy, jy weet, soos hierdie trokke, as hulle die groot trokke, as hulle die reverse, dan is dit mos daai piep, 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 piep.
Ja.
Hy moet dit op vir ouma op. Dit laat alles om ouma kan hoor as sy reverse.
Anthony, good morning.
Lam yellow one. And he drove like a bat out of hell. He was so bad that we actually got a bumper sticker for him and put it on. It said, if you don't like the way I drive, then stay off the pavement. Hardcore.
It is hardcore. Because you think about it now, we complain about like the drivers around us who are in the traffic at the moment, going, that guy just pushed in that car. I mean, we all grew up during like crazy times. We had crazy parents that were driving cars. There was no K53s. If you think it was the Wild West now, if you think it is, it was Wild West back then as well.
For sure.
There was no park sensors, park control sensors on the car.
No, when you hit something, then you stop.
I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.